What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Fuck You, Joe Biden, I'm Leaving. I'm very happy to announce that I bought my ticket to Eastern Europe for November 1st. I finally put my money where my mouth is and I'm out. Now, a lot like TFM, I didn't expect to bail this early, but the way that terrorist Joe Biden has been operating, the sooner you leave the West, the better. If you guys look at what's happening in Australia, ultimately that's what's going to happen here. In Australia, people went to prison for buying KFC because apparently during Scamarona, you're not allowed to buy KFC. This is an article that TFM covered the other day in one of his live streams. So if they're throwing people in prison for buying Kentucky Fried Chicken, what are they gonna do if you don't wear a mask? What are they gonna do if you don't have the scam of a vaccine? Kill you? Throw you in a concentration camp? They're already doing that in Australia. Guys, you need to understand. When you see people like Justin Trudeau, like fucking Gavin Newsom, like Joe Biden winning elections, those are rigged elections, okay? Now, as you guys know, I come from Egypt, even though ethnically I'm not one of them. My parents were smart enough to actually leave Egypt before it got too bad. Now, when we came to America, we were not refugees because we were, you know, well, not me, but my parents were smart enough to see the writing on the wall and they had to say, fuck Egypt, we out, okay? So 40 years later, now I'm doing the same thing, saying, fuck America, I am out. Now, let me tell you guys something. When Jews have to flee your country, trust and believe your country is gonna go to hell, okay? So all of you guys who are watching this, you need to get get the fuck out of the West plan in motion, okay? This is not a drill. Let me repeat, this is not a drill. Concentration camps are coming. Forced vaccination is on the way, okay? This is not a drill. You know, stop playing video games. You know, stop eating Cheetos. Go out and leave. Do you guys want to know how much my ticket to Eastern Europe was? Okay, let me tell you. I booked a ticket. It's a round trip ticket because, you know, I might have to come back because you guys have to understand, okay? When I'm going to Eastern Europe, I'm not going there. I'm going there to set up MGTOW TV as a business over in Europe. That's my number one concern. My second concern is to do reconnaissance. I'm actually gonna rent a car and go drive around all of Europe, guys. My base is probably gonna be Romania. I'm gonna visit Serbia, Bulgaria, Moldova, as far off as Ukraine, God willing, of course, okay? So my mission in Eastern Europe this time is going to be, number one, set up MGTOW TV as a business over there. That way, creepy Joe Biden cannot confiscate our business, cannot close down our bank account, or do anything that terrorists like him do. Also, at the same time, when I do reconnaissance in Europe, my job is to observe and report the best place to be when shit hits the fan for you guys. In other words, I'm pretty much doing the homework you guys are doing. Now, as you guys know, I own and run MGTOW.TV. Now, over at MGTOW TV, we are barely covering our expenses. So, if I go live in Europe, I'm gonna run out of money. So as of right now, I was able to buy the plane ticket. Now the plane ticket, it's a round trip ticket. I bought it from Miami to Rome. No, I'm not gonna stay in Rome, okay? The ticket from Miami to Rome, $288. Let me say that one more time. A round trip ticket from Miami to Rome, $288. dollars, okay? That's number one. Number two, I'm gonna buy a ticket from Rome to some Eastern European country. I don't know, maybe Bulgaria, maybe Romania, maybe Serbia. I don't know yet. Well, the tickets, round trip ticket, you know, a round trip ticket from Rome to some Eastern European country is only $50. So for well under $350, I get a round trip ticket from here to Eastern Europe. That's a pretty damn good deal, right? So I already paid for the plane ticket. I'm gonna rent a car, okay? It's gonna cost me about $400 to $500. So it's gonna cost me like $4,500 to rent a car in Europe, okay? And like I mentioned, I'm gonna drive all over the Balkan nations to do reconnaissance to see which country would be perfect for us. As you guys know, Islam tells us to go live high up in the mountains, away from it all. Also, Islam tells us that you need to be with the Taliban. Now, the Taliban doesn't necessarily mean the Taliban of Afghanistan, even though that's probably a good bet. The word Taliban in Arabic means student. You know, I always tell you guys, I'm a Talmid Chacham. A Talmid Chacham means student of the wise. You know, the Hebrew version of Taliban is Talmid. You know, Hebrew and Arabic are very, very similar, okay? So you need to be with a student of the wise. So the Taliban of Afghanistan, okay, they are students of God. A Talmid Chacham, like myself, is a student of God. You know, Christians can also be students of God as well. The Orthodox community, the Catholics, the Roman Catholics, you know, the Christians, these people have all been compromised by Zionists, okay? But true Roman Orthodoxy, I'm sorry, not Roman, true Christian Orthodoxy, those are the ones you want to be with. Bulgaria and Romania have the lowest vaccination rates in all of Europe, and that's because the Orthodox Christian church over there is like, fuck this shit. So real Christians, real Jews, real Muslims don't do the Scamarona vaccine, because we know that's the mark of the beast. If you guys haven't realized that the vaccine is the mark of the beast, I don't know what to tell you at this point. So my job would be to drive around all over Europe and check out the best spot for us to be before shit hits the fan. Because you guys have to understand, you're gonna have to start making your preparations right about now, okay? This is not a drill anymore. So when I go to Eastern Europe, God willing, I'm going to visit the city just to get my business rolling, okay? I'm already speaking to a couple of lawyers in Hungary, in Romania. I might even be looking at Bulgaria. If any of you guys out there are from the Eastern Slavic countries, let me know in the comment section, okay? Let me know in the comment section which, because right now I'm down to Romania, I'm down to Hungary, and a third option might be Bulgaria. You see, guys, I'm looking for a country that's, I don't want to say not corrupt, because all countries are corrupt. I'm looking for a country where the taxes are low, okay? Romania is 16%, Hungary is 9%, Bulgaria is 10%. By the way, guys, in Romania, if you set up a micro company, a company that makes less than €1 million a month, you can actually get like 3% taxes if your company makes less than $1 million and it's set up as a micro company. Obviously, MGTOW TV makes a hell of a lot less than €1 million a month. So I can probably set that up in Romania and only have to pay 3% in taxes, which is a good deal. However, I want a country where there is no red tape, well, minimal red tape. You know, I don't want a country like Egypt where the bureaucracy is so corrupt. You know, they tell you, the paper, it doesn't look right. Go make the paper again. Oh, fill it out better. You use the wrong type of ink. You have to go to the ministry of so-and-so to get an approval from there. Oh, we're sorry, the guy didn't show up to work today. Come back tomorrow. You know, I'm gonna hire lawyers and accountants to do the shit for me, guys. Because I'm not the type of person to deal with fucking inefficient governments. So I'm looking for a country where the amount, where everything is streamlined, okay? I want a country where I don't have to deal with all this mother effing red tape, where you have to, like, go to government buildings, you have to get paper from here, sign it there, take it there, bribe that guy over there. So you guys let me know if any of you have experience with the Balkan countries. Which Balkan country would be best for me to set up shop over there? I'm also going to be seeking residency in those countries as well. Because again, guys, America is going to go to hell in a handbasket. So get your residency in a fucking country. Oh my God, there's an idiot behind me. Can you guys see him? I don't think you can. Let's see if I can make you see him. There's a motherfucking idiot behind me. He's driving his own motherfucking car and he's wearing a fucking mask. Look at, no, you can't see, I don't think you guys can see him. I don't think you can. But there's a guy, he's driving his own motherfucking car. He's the only motherfucker in there. And the motherfucker is wearing a mask in his own car. Guys, I can't stand this country anymore. Let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. With the exception of family, okay? With the exception of family, I have no reason to be in America, okay? There is no FOMO for me. For those of you who don't know, FOMO means fear of missing out, okay? I did everything in America. I was out in Hollywood, as you guys know. I've been to Vegas, I've been to New York, I've been to Cody, Wyoming, I've been to Alaska. Everything anybody can wish to do in America, thank God, of course, I did it, and I did more of it. So if I have to leave America and never ever come back, I'm totally cool with it, guys. So one of the things I'm going to be looking for in the Eastern European countries is which country is the least tyrannical when it comes to Scamarona. I'm going to be looking for people who are not wearing the mask. Listen, if you wear the mask because Fauci tells you, I have no respect for you, okay? So my hallmark of seeing which country is best suited for us is how tyrannical the government comes to implementing Scamarona restrictions and how subservient the people are to Scamarona. So again, guys, with the exception of setting up my business and getting residency where I have to be in the main city, I'm going to be up in the mountains most of the time. Now, this trip is gonna cost money. As of right now, I already paid the ticket, okay? I'm going to pay for the car. However, paying the lawyers to set up the business over there, that's gonna cost money. Again, guys, I am moving MGTOW TV. I'm moving all my business operations over to Eastern Europe. And the reason behind it, again, is so creepy Joe Biden doesn't, like, confiscate my business, doesn't close down my account, doesn't do anything like that. I am systematically reducing my footprint here in America. Let me say that one more time. I'm systematically reducing my footprint here in America to the point where if I have to give up my American citizenship, so be it, you know? I already spoke with a Romanian lawyer, and he said because I have an Egyptian citizenship, he said we can get you a residency in Romania. So I can go to Romania, throw away my American passport, and fuck you, Joe Biden. You have no authority over me. I can pretty much do that, God willing. And you want to know something, guys? I'm actually better off throwing my American passport in the garbage can. Because here's the deal. Joe Biden is going to tell you you have to have the vaccine to get on an airplane. He's going to do it, okay? Mexico, they don't give a fuck, you know? So here's what I'm thinking of doing, you know? If any of you guys don't want to take the vaccine to get on an airplane, here's what you do. Go into Mexico, fuck a few bitches, and fly in and out of Mexico. That's it. That's all you have to do, guys. As you guys know, I was in Mexico. You can drive right past the border. Mexican police, Mexican immigration, they don't stop you. They don't ask you, oh, what are you doing here? Let me see your passport. You can literally waltz your dumb ass into fucking Mexico. So if any of you guys want to avoid quarantine in America, any of you guys want to avoid taking the vaccines in America, you can go in and out of the Mexican border. No vaccine, no quarantine. Yes, believe it or not, guys, you can go in and out of the Mexican border without quarantine, without vaccine. And if the government was gonna say, well, you have to have the vaccine to go through the Mexican border, what about all these illegal immigrants who are coming into America? No vaccine, no quarantine, no Scamarona test. Kind of hypocritical, eh? So, another thing, guys, is that if you, look, you gotta make it outside of America, okay? Look into living in Mexico. I've been to Mexico. Mexico ain't bad, guys. Look at living. If you guys can't make it out of America, look into living in Mexico. Because here's the deal. You know, like this is worst case situation for me, Amar Metwali. Let's say creepy Joe Biden says, oh, you have to take the vaccine or we're gonna kill you. Shit like that, which he probably is gonna do anyway. Come into Mexico and cross the border, okay? Even if you cross the border illegally, who cares? You know, there's fucking 5-year-old Mexican kids who cross the border in and out of America. If a fucking 5-year-old Mexican kid can do it, shame on you and me. If we cannot, you know, fucking cross the fucking border to come in and out of Mexico. So worst case scenario for Amar Metwali, if Joe Biden goes completely Stalin on us, I'm gonna give up my American citizenship. And if I have to come back here to America, I will simply go to Mexico. I will cross the border just like a fucking 5-year-old Mexican kid does. And that's how I will go in and out of America. You actually are better off as a refugee in America, as an illegal in America, than an American citizen. So if I have to give up my American citizenship, I will. No problem right there, okay, guys? So you guys watching this video, playtime is over, okay? This is the night of broken glass. If you guys hear TFM live streams, he's always talking about the night of broken glass. You know, the night of broken glass is pretty much when the Nazi... Guys, let me tell you something about Hitler. Hitler was one of two things, okay? Hitler was either like Trump, an actor, okay? If you guys haven't figured it out, Trump is an actor, okay? He was put in by the Zionist to act, okay? Trump is an actor, okay? Hitler either was an actor who was in on it from the start, like Trump, or he was a useful idiot who got taken advantage of. If you guys believe that fucking Hitler was responsible for Nazi Germany, then I have a bridge in Key West that I will sell to you for $1 million, okay? PayPal me $1 million, guys, and I'm gonna send you the deed to a 7-mile bridge in Key West if you believe that Hitler was responsible for Nazi Germany. The Zionist, you know, a lot of you guys out there are saying America is becoming like Nazi Germany. Of course America is becoming like Nazi Germany. The same people who were responsible for Nazi Germany are the same people who are responsible for Biden's America. The Zionists are behind all of this, gentlemen, okay? Okay. Contrary to popular belief, you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. You want to know who said that? Creepy Joe Biden. Look it up. Go on YouTube, type in Joe Biden Zionist. Joe Biden has said you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist. And he is right. Okay? Super quick, a Zionist is a Satanist, okay? There are Arab Zionists like the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia, okay? There are Christian Zionists like the Pope, right? A Zionist is a Satanist. See, the Satanists believe that Satan is gonna, or the Antichrist, right? The Satanists believe that the Antichrist will land on Mount Zion in the Holy Land. This is why they're called Zionists, okay? Zionists are responsible for Nazi Germany. Zionists are responsible for Biden's America. And trust and believe, if you think Nazi Germany was bad, you haven't seen anything yet, okay? If you guys look at the logo of the World Health Organization, right, WHO, what's the logo of the World Health Organization? It's a snake wrapping itself around the world, okay? The serpent represents Satan, Adam and Eve, you know? The serpent came to Eve, and that's why we're all here suffering because of a woman, all right? So, the serpent, aka the snake, is devouring the world. This is what you guys have to understand. The serpent has devoured the world, bringing Satanism, aka Zionism, communism, and feminism to the world, okay? So right now, the serpent is gonna swallow up Western civilization. This is why the West is getting fucked up so bad, because the serpent is now coming for the West. If you guys don't believe me, look at Afghanistan, right? The Taliban are back in charge. They're back bigger, better, stronger, smarter, better than before. Why? Because the serpent had to leave. The serpent has to come to America and devour America. Gentlemen, Stalin, Mayo, Hitler, these guys are gonna look like fucking amateurs compared to Joe Biden. This is why it's imperative for you guys to get the fuck out of the country. You know, I, Amr Mitwali, like TFM, you know, I expected, you know, a couple of more years. But yet, I had to book a ticket to Rome to get the fuck out of here. And again, guys, I'm not gonna stay in Rome. I'm simply gonna book another ticket from Rome to Eastern Europe because I got such a good deal from Miami to Rome. I'm not gonna fucking stay in Rome because, you know, Italy has one of the strictest Scamarona restrictions in the world, you know. So any country out there that's taking Scamarona super seriously, nah, I want to have nothing to do with you. So again, guys, my trip across Eastern Europe is setting up my businesses over in Eastern Europe so creepy Joe Biden can get his hands on them, and to do reconnaissance for you guys. Now, if it's up to me, Amr Mitwali, I can fucking stay in Eastern Europe, but I'm simply not gonna have the funds for it. You know, the amount of money I'm making from MGTOW TV is simply enough to cover the cost, but it's not gonna cover my cost living in Europe. This is where you guys come in. We get about 3,000 people who show up to MGTOW TV on a monthly basis, okay? If you guys have the freemium membership, it's only $1 a month or $10 for a whole year, okay? If I was making $2,000 off of MGTOW TV, which pretty much means, you know, the 3,000 people pay like $1, which is, look, see this cup of coffee from fucking McDonald's? $1.06, okay? This cup of coffee, large iced coffee, is $1.06. I know some of you guys are gonna say, wait a minute, Amr, that cup of coffee, a large iced coffee, is like $2. Well, how did you get it for $1? Guys, if you want to get this large iced coffee from McDonald's, download the McDonald's app, and there's a coupon to get this for $1, okay? So, for less than, this is actually $1.06 after taxes, okay? So, for less than this cup of coffee, you guys can get a monthly membership at MGTOW TV, and that will help me stay in Europe, okay? As you guys know, I'm working full-time on MGTOW TV. We actually have a software, a big software update. This is why I'm not making videos as often as possible, because I'm implementing a major software update. I'm not doing it on MGTOW TV. I'm doing it on another site, because obviously when you upgrade a website, things will break. So the new update that I am doing, I'm testing it out on another website, and then when everything is good, I'm gonna bring it onto MGTOW TV. That way we don't like take down the whole website. So for those of you guys who may or may not know, the software we use for MGTOW TV is a software that is bought off the internet from a professional developer. In fact, RoxyTube uses the same software as we do for MGTOW TV. However, I, Amr Mitwali, I have done a lot of customization for MGTOW TV. You know, over the past 2 years, you know, if I was to actually bill the amount of work I did on MGTOW TV at $30 an hour, if I was to actually bill MGTOW TV for the amount of work I did on MGTOW TV over the past, you know, 2 years, it would be in the several $100,000 range. This is why, you know, even if somebody gets the same software as we at MGTOW TV have, they can't match us when it comes to the features we have, especially live streaming, okay? I know this video is not about the technology behind MGTOW TV, but RoxyTube, you know, I know TFM said he might go on RoxyTube. RoxyTube uses a third-party software provider, okay? They use a company called Agora.io or AI. So, Agora is a company that's owned by the Chinese, okay? And TFM was just kicked out of Trovo because it was owned by the Chinese. So, if TFM goes on RoxyTube, he's gonna stream through Agora, and because they're Chinese, eventually they're gonna kick him out as well. So the point here I'm trying to tell you guys is that MGTOW TV really is the only bastion of freedom out there, simply because I've been doing this shit since 1987. I've been on computers since 1987, programming since the 90s, okay? So I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional programmer, right? So the software that we are using at MGTOW TV for live streaming is a open source software, okay? This means this software, nobody can take it away from us. It's open source. We run our own servers, so nobody can kick us off and say, you can't use our software, you cannot use our service, because it's our software. Again, it's open source software, and we run our own servers. So nobody can say, we're not going to service you anymore. In fact, if you guys look at Agora's policy, they can suspend your account. So somebody like TFM, you know, they can suspend TFM's account. Even though RoxyTube might be totally okay with TFM, if Agora says, we don't want TFM using our service, then TFM cannot live stream on RoxyTube with us at MGTOW TV, because again, we own the software, we own the server, ain't nobody out there can kick TFM off of MGTOW TV. And as long as I'm able to pay, here's what you guys have to understand. As long as I'm able to pay the bills for MGTOW TV, God willing, of course, we're not gonna get deplatformed. We're not gonna get thrown off as long as I'm able to pay the bills. Because again, I've been doing this crap for fucking 30 years, okay? Got my own servers, got my own software. One of the reasons why I'm going to Eastern Europe is so creepy Joe Biden, you know, can't fucking come after us, okay, guys? So, best thing to do, guys, get yourself that monthly membership. It's less than this coffee, you know? When I was doing Uber Eats and all that shit back in California, you know, every day I'd get one of these things, you know? So, for just one of these cup of coffee, you know, you can support MGTOW TV for a whole month. And again, the money that goes... Look, I'm not going to get rich off of MGTOW TV. I actually have other projects that I'm going to be making my real money off of. And just to give you guys a quick FYI, a quick update, okay? After I'm done with MGTOW TV, I'm going to open my own Airbnb clone. Let me say that one more time. After I'm done with MGTOW TV, I'm going to open my own Airbnb clone. That's how I'm going to make my real money off of. MGTOW TV is simply so other people can make money off of us, okay? You know, we pay out thousands of dollars every month to content creators. So MGTOW TV is simply there for A, the content creators can make a living, and secondly, you guys can benefit from the videos that we have on it, okay? Now, for me, again, I'm not going to get rich off of MGTOW TV. Just all I ask is that I make enough money to pay the bills and enough money just so, you know, I can live in Europe. That's all I ask. Again, as of right now, to run MGTOW TV cost us about $1,000 a month. Now, we are barely covering that cost, so that's good. But we need to make another $1,000 a month in order for me to live over in Europe. So again, best thing to do to support the whole platform, donate to your favorite content creator, okay? Boost videos. When you guys boost a video, we take 50%. So let's say you boost a video for a dollar, we take 50 cents, the content creator takes 50 cents, okay? Let's say you super chat $10, we make 10%. So the content creator gets, we make 10% plus 30 cents, and that 30 cents is to cover the charge that the credit card company imposes on us. Which reminds me, over at MGTOW TV, we are now using a wallet for everything we have. So, if you want a membership, see, a wallet basically means you put your money in the wallet before you get a membership, before you super chat, before you Boost. Before you can do any financial transaction on MGTOW TV, you have to load money in your wallet. Why? In case we get kicked deplatformed from the payment companies, we want you to get in the mindset of using a wallet. So in case we have to like go through cryptocurrency or anything like that, you guys will be in the mindset of, oh, okay, I just have to put money in my wallet and I can use that money on MGTOW TV, right? So, and if you guys want to put money on your wallet, the best thing to do, for example, let's say you want to donate $10 on MGTOW TV to your to a content creator, right? And you plan on doing that on every show, right? So instead of putting $10 once on your wallet, you know, put, you know, maybe 40-50 bucks. And the reason behind it is that every transaction you do on PayPal or on credit cards cost us 30 cents. So let's say, let me give you a quick math, okay? Let's say you put $1 on credit card, right? If you use $1 on credit card or on PayPal, we actually get 67 cents, okay? Why? The credit card company takes 2.9% and the credit card company also takes 30 cents. This is why I make the freemium membership $10 for the whole year. So if you guys put $1, we get 67 cents. So let's say you are paying $1 for freemium for a whole year, 12 months. What's 12 times 67 cents? It's probably close to $8, right? Probably around $8 somewhere. Now, let's say you get the freemium membership, which is $10, which is pretty much 2 months free, okay? So you pay $10. How much of that $10 is gonna come to us? The credit card company is gonna take 2.9%. So let's say 3%, right? What's 3% of $10? It's 30 cents. And then the credit card company is gonna take 30 cents on top of that. So we're gonna lose about 60 cents on a $10 transaction. So if you guys put $10 on your wallet, we will walk away with $9.60. If you put $12 by paying $1 a month, right? So you're paying every month, you're gonna put $1 on your wallet via credit card or via PayPal. We actually are gonna get about $8 and some change. So it would be in your, see, this is why in our memberships, we now have discounts. Because when you guys pay through having a discounted membership by putting all the money on your wallet, that saves us the 30 cents. I would rather have you guys put one payment on the credit card, on the wallet from the credit card, than having to put micro payments on the credit card every time, because that 30 cents adds up, you know. So when you guys boost a video for $1, for example, we get 50 cents. The content creator gets 50 cents. The content creator is gonna get 50 cents. But because we have to pay that 30 cent fee, we actually walk away with 17 cents. So even though we get 50% of the boost fee, the fact that you paid $1 on credit card or via PayPal, the content creator gets their 50%, their 50 cents, but we, even though technically we get 50% ourselves, because of that 30 cent fee, we walk away with only 17 cents. So this is why, guys, I would rather have you put one large payment on your wallet via PayPal or credit card, because that 30 cent kills us when you do micropayments. And our fees are the lowest in the industry for live streaming. You know, for live streaming, it's 10% plus a 30 cents. Because here's the thing. If we were to pay the 30 cents out of our pocket to the content, if we were to pay, let's say we do 10% only, right? So let's say you guys are going to donate $1, right? So we're going to take 10%, right? So if you donate $1 and that $1 is from PayPal or from Stripe, now remember, $1 through PayPal or Stripe, the money that we have is 67 cents. So let's say you donate $1 to a content creator. We take 10%. The content creator will take 90. The content creator will take 90 cents. We will only take 10 cents. So we will actually lose over half a dollar if we did not have to charge the 30 cents. So this just goes to show you guys how low our commission is. And we do that simply so the content creator can have more money in their pockets, okay? YouTube takes 30 cents. So when TFM does a live stream and he makes $100, for example, right? YouTube will take 30% of that. So if TFM was to live stream on YouTube and he makes $100 on YouTube, he's going to go home with $70. Now, if he live streams with us, which he does, and he makes $100 with us, he's going to go home with 10% plus 30 cents. He's going to go home with $89.70. So, let me say that one more time, because math is not my strong suit. If TFM live streams with YouTube, he'll go home with $70 if he makes $100 in super chats. That same live stream with us, where he makes $100, he goes home with $89.70. So, as you guys can see, MGTOW TV is the best live streaming service for content creators, because they get to keep more of their money. So this is why we have to charge that 30 cents, because we're going to end up losing money if we don't. So this is why, guys, if you want to put, you know, let's say you're only going to super chat once and you want to, you know, put a dollar on the wallet, that's totally fine. But if you guys plan on super chatting a lot on MGTOW TV, you plan on doing a lot of financial transactions on MGTOW TV, instead of paying micropayments as you go, consider putting one big amount rather than paying $1, $1, $1, because that 30 cents, it just kills us, guys. So that's pretty much the end of this video for me, is that yes, I am going to Europe. I'm moving all my businesses overseas so creepy Joe Biden can't get his hands on them. I'm going to be doing reconnaissance all over the Balkan states. Again, my base is probably going to be Romania. If any of you guys out there ever been to Eastern Europe, or you are from Eastern Europe, tell me the best country to do business with. Is it Romania? Is it Hungary? Maybe Bulgaria? I don't know. So I'm going to be in Romania, God willing, and I'm going to visit all the Balkan states. I'm going to visit all the Balkan states, including maybe Albania. You know, some of you guys told me, Amr, go to Albania. So I might go to Albania, you know. God willing, I'll go to Ukraine. That's one of the countries I always wanted to go to. So The more transactions you guys do on MGTOW TV by supporting the content creators or getting the membership, guys, keep in mind that we have a lot of good things planned for MGTOW TV. You know, just to continue what I was saying, you know, before we got into the whole 30 cent thing, is that the custom work I did on MGTOW TV, okay? You see, the developer has updates for MGTOW TV and RoxyTube. Because again, MGTOW TV, RoxyTube, we use the same software. So the developer has their own updates. Believe it or not, MGTOW TV has not been updated from the developer in over a year. We are actually 4 updates behind from the developer. Okay? Now, every time I officially update from the vendor, from the developer, all my custom work has to be put on the has to be put back in. Okay? So, for the past 2 years, in particular, the past year, when I decided to go, you know, as much full-time as possible on MGTOW TV, I did a lot of work to get MGTOW TV to where I want it to be. So now that, you know, thank God I got MGTOW TV from a software perspective to where I want it to be, I can now do the updates from the developer. And like I mentioned, I already did the updates from the developer. Yeah, the website is a little bit quicker. It has a little bit more features to it. It's not like, oh wow, this is a total, you know, this is a, it's not like, oh wow, you know, it's a little bit better than what we have, okay? So I already did the updates. I'm already putting back my custom work. And you know, guys, I'm spending about 10-12 hours a day having to put my custom work back onto MGTOW TV. You guys have to remember, you know, the custom work I did for MGTOW TV goes back to over 2 years. So all the custom work I did from day number one, it all has to be put back after I do the updates from the developer. So there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of files on MGTOW TV that had my custom work. So not only do I have to put the custom work back into those files, I have to make sure the custom work still works with the new update. So this is why I haven't been this active on MGTOW TV lately, because I am spending 12 plus hours a day working on the new update so I can get it out to you guys as quickly as possible. I'm probably gonna get this update to you guys in 2 maybe 3 weeks, assuming that all the tests I run come back positive and that the update, it doesn't have any conflict with the custom code I wrote. So hopefully in a month time you guys will have the new update, and I'm gonna let you know when we're gonna have the new update. Also, coincidentally, end of this month, like a couple of days from now, we're gonna get a bigger, better server. Okay, we're gonna get a server. It's an AMD server. It's a 7.4 something EPC. It's like, I don't know, 24 cores or 48 cores. It's going to be a kick-ass server, because I took notice that because we have a lot of videos being uploaded on MGTOW TV, some videos take like 8 hours to be converted. So this means we need a more powerful server. So end of this month, end of September, like a couple of days from now, okay? Obviously, I'm going to put this announcement site-wide on MGTOW TV. So what's going to happen is that we're probably going to close down the website for a couple of hours. Now, when I say close down the website, I mean don't upload anything, don't comment, because all that stuff is not going to go to the new server. So, end of the month, we're going to move to a bigger, better server, God willing, of course. and the website is not gonna go down. It's simply gonna mean that you guys don't do any transactions on the platform. And again, the process of going from the old server to the new server, it's probably gonna take an hour or two. We're gonna do that like midnight, where we don't have that many people on the... We're probably gonna do it like 1, 2, maybe 3, 4 in the morning, Florida time, when we really don't have much going on. So for like 99.999% of you guys out there, the update will be made without impacting you guys in any form or way. I'm just giving you a heads up that end of September, we're gonna update to a new, better, quicker server than the one that we currently have. So just a quick FYI on that. So that's my video for you guys. It's official. I'm leaving America. Yes, listen, guys, if it's up to me, Amar Mitwali, I don't want to come back to America, okay? You know, my parents, they can, my family, I can meet them in Turkey, okay? I honestly don't want to come back to America, you know? So if I'm making good money off of MGTOW TV, again, guys, right now, we are paying the bills, okay? MGTOW TV is barely paying the bills of $1,000. If we were to make if I was to make $2,000 off of MGTOW TV, I'm probably gonna stay in Europe. And if I come to America, I probably will stay in Mexico. Guys, it's over, okay? It's over for Western civilization. The serpent that has taken over the world with Zionism, communism, feminism, that serpent is coming for Western civilization. Again, Hitler, Mao Mao, Stalin, these guys are gonna look like choir boys compared to child molester Biden, okay? So I'm gonna do the homework for you guys. I'm gonna go overseas. I'm gonna set up a business over there. I'm gonna live there. I'm gonna drive around. Pretty much, you know, the stuff you guys really should be doing, I'm gonna be doing that for you. All I ask from you guys, you know, if you can, for the price of this cup of coffee, which is $1, okay, it's not $2. And I told you, if you guys want to get this large iced coffee for $1, download the McDonald's app. No, this is not a advertisement for the McDonald's app. I'm simply saying, if you want to get a large cup of iced coffee from Mickey D's, download the app. They give you a coupon. You get it for $1. So for less than the price of this cup of coffee, large cup of iced coffee, you know, you can have me living in Europe and not have to come back to America anymore, okay, guys? With the exception of family, there's no need for me to be here in America anymore, okay? The only reason I'll ever be in America, it's because of family. And again, worst case scenario, family can meet me in Turkey. We've done it before. You know, our family goes to Turkey all the time. So really, there's no need for me, Amar Mitwali, to be here in America anymore. And the way things are going, you guys should not be here in America anymore. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And again, best thing to do to support everybody on the platform, boost videos, donate to your favorite content creators when they live stream. That helps out everybody, alright? So, enjoy the video. We're going to get a bigger, better server by the end of the month. I'm going to let you know when we are officially transitioning from one server to another. It's not going to impact 99%, 99.9% of you are not going to be impacted, because it's only going to take, you know, probably, what, an hour to transition from an old server to a new server. And we're going to do it probably like 3, 4 in the morning, Florida time, when there's pretty much nobody on the site anyway. Alright guys, take care of yourselves, and we're going to see you in the next one. Peace.